Carlson, sir.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
You're sitting here between appointments. Wondered if you had any at that latest count yet.
Oh, that's being put together by my staff, and I'm not sure that they... I can check while we're talking, just see if I...
Oh, well, sorry. You'll bring it up with you tonight anyway.
That's what I was planning to do. They had to have it by mid-afternoon so that I could bring it up.
Right, right. There's no hurry.
Well, I might have it. We've got AP, UPI, and then we've called all secretaries of state. So.
Right, right. You got to check. That's just check and double check them back and forth.
We should sure as hell ought to get a figure on it.
Mm-hmm. But there's still some of them not in yet. Isn't that true? You've got...
That's right.
Till December.
That still aren't... they're not certified figures.
Yeah.
That's part of the problem is that they keep changing the damn thing.
Right.
But... I'll see if we have it.
Do you have any further report on the Brennan thing?
I was waiting until someone gave me a green light to talk to him.
It isn't him. I'm wondering about Fitz, yeah.
We're okay with Fitzsimmons.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked to Fitz.
You think we're okay with Meany on this? How about Paul Hall?
Oh, Paul Hall would love it. They're friends. They're close friends.
Mm-hmm.
And that I can handle. Be no problem with Hall. It'd be... I've got Fitzsimmons where he's satisfied. He wants to still see us put a Teamster in somewhere, and I've told him there are other spots.
Yes, sir. Well, hell yes.
You know, he's got some good people, come to think of it.
Might put one in transportation, the assistant secretary.
One in there would be terrific, you know, where they really...
Well, you can tell them we're looking for a good transportation man and Teamster, and for him...
You take that fellow Weldon Mathis as a...
Well,
fine.
Mathis would be terrific.
Wouldn't he be great to get it?
You tell him we'd love to have him, and so he lets us know, and you can call Fitz and tell him the president is looking for a man at the assistant secretary level for a Teamster. And that they prove themselves out, they go up from there. That's the way the president does.
I think these figures are still...
Right, fine. We'll just wait.
I'll have for you tonight whatever is the best...
Still hovering around 61, huh?
Yes, sir. UPI has a count as of November 20, which is 61.38.1.
Mm-hmm. AP is lower, huh?
AP is, their count at the moment is, they haven't changed. They're 60.85.
They haven't updated, is that it?
Oh, wait a minute. 60.85, they have not updated.
But UPI is more updated? Must be if it's got a 61.
I would think so.
That's so far off. UPI is a 61 what?
61.38, 1.38.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's
well, that's so far apart, Chuck, that they one must be taken after the other.
I would say that is... And the numbers are... The gross numbers are very different. See, here's UPI's numbers. UPI number is 45,861 against 28,402.
Well, then that's a 45 million only? Oh, well, then it's a much earlier account.
Much earlier account.
And AP's numbers?
46,260 against 28,626. So that's
right.
That's not updated then.
But we have a figure that's much higher than that.
We've got
48.
What we've got to do is take the ones that we have had, where they give us. All right, now I see what we've got here. We've got figures now from checking with the Secretary of State in some places that are updated.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just have to merge those into the.
Right.
Former set of figures and then give you a complete tally based on that, but that I don't have yet.
Right.
I'll have that with me when I come up.
You had one that was earlier. It was 61.3 or 4 or something that. But that was based on just a conglomeration of things, huh?
That was based on the earlier calls to the Secretary of State's office. But
that's as good as UPI is going to get, or AP. That's all they do.
What we've got now is we've called everyone, and they're... All but 10 of them are unchanged from our previous calls to them. What I will do is take those that are changed, like here's Connecticut in 100%, Florida, Georgia, Iowa.
When you call, you always ask, does this include absentees, do you?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why West Virginia is still not in completely,
right.
Because they don't have their absentees.
Right. Right.
What I will take is all of the new figures that I have today,
right.
Them into the previous sheet that I had shown you that had us up at 61.
Let me ask you this, right? You do that and bring it up. Let me ask you, on the Meany proposition, guess there isn't anything we can do on that, but the last talk Schultz had, you wouldn't think that Meany would be against Brennan, would he?
No, Meany can't be against Brennan. I talked to Don Rogers about that this morning.
What do you think?
He said that Meany couldn't afford to be.
What's Don Rogers think we ought to do?
Oh, he thinks Brennan would be spectacular.
Fine. Well, all right. Well, my view is, well, let's talk tonight about it, and then tomorrow you can talk to Brennan.
All right.
You see, I want you to make the call.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so that he knows who's got him the damn job. See, and we're also going to do, and we'll do the same with the Teamster fellow. You see, that's the way we're going to play these damn games.
That's the way we build up our
right.
Build up our credits with him. It makes a hell of a difference.
Right.
Well, Brennan, I think Schultz can sell Brennan to Meany because Meany cannot be in the position where he would object to it.
Right.
Because he's one of his proteges. He's out of the
right.
Bronx. He's been a loyal guy.
Well, boy, I'd love to have him. Love to have him.
He is so good.
As a person, I'd love to have him.
Yes. Yeah. And as a guy whose judgment and he'd be a great asset to the team, Mr. President. Also, he's of course a terribly attractive fellow.
Oh yeah.
He's the epitome of the new majority. He's just
correct.
Another guy that, damn it, has worked his way up the hard way. He believes in hard work.
Right. How are the things coming on your counterattacking and Buchanan's reporting and getting the monographs and all that sort of thing?
Well, I'm hoping to bring up that stuff this afternoon. I've talked to Bob about that, and I hope I'll have his update.
He's got something on the...
Yes, sir. Also,
how about the things they'd like to forget thing? Is that finished, or is that...
That's pretty well done, yes, sir. And we now have a...
There ought to be a hell of a compendium.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we do have that. I saw the draft that Schur said just before the week of the election.
Sure, he's worked on it, right.
But he's had to go back to his paper. He stayed longer than...
What else has developed politically over the weekend? Anything I should know about?
Really kind of quiet politically, Mr. President. I've been... just the all the interest, which is just what we wanted.
On the Democratic side, now they're talking about Muskie's... Jean Westwood will step down, won't she?
I think now she will.
She knows.
Well, I think...
But isn't this fellow still on the left, the guy from Oregon?
Oh, yeah. You mean from Maine? He is very left. I know him. He's very competent. And he's a shrewd fellow. And a lot of enthusiasm. He's at the right age and all.
Well, I'm going to try to get one if we can from the South. You know, if we can't get anybody from the North, we can't take Massachusetts, and you can't take New York because there's nobody competent.
Right.
And I must say, we don't have any candidates at the moment.
You know, I forgot to mention...
Except we got to get Dole out.
Oh, Jesus. Well, that's one of our problems.
Well, we're working on that now.
Now, he did give a... He used over the weekend exactly what I asked him to use. He used a pitch about how much you had done to help the candidates and all, but the trouble is nobody listens to that anymore. And it really... He can't help us that much.
We're coming along. We're getting there done.
You know, one name I forgot to mention to you yesterday, and I will bring it up tonight, is Wallace's man, Charlie Snyder. There's a guy that we...
Yes, but not for national chairman.
Oh, no. But there's a guy that we really should... Oh, no.
Well, I want him.
Boy, we ought to get him in. He's...
Put he in the White House?
I don't know. That's what I thought. Maybe we'd try to see where he'd fit. He's a very...
Assistant secretary someplace, or...?
Yeah, well, you might have to go higher with him. He's...
Cabinet?
No, I don't. I think...
I don't think you could do that.
I think an undersecretary you could go. In the right place.
Well, maybe we want him in more close in our political apparatus.
Well, that's... I would. I would think so.
Why not?
That Wallace...
I don't think you want him quite in the White House. That would be the wrong signal.
No, I think that's right. I haven't figured it out, but I've got a note that it's one that we...
Well, see what department he wants to be in.
We really should go after to be sure that we...
by all means.
That we
by all means.
That's all
right.
No, and a national chairman, I don't know. That's a...
I wish we could get George Bush to take it, but I don't think he would. Because if he would, that would satisfy a lot of things. He's Texas, he's South, he's new, he's young, you know, relatively speaking.
Articulate. No, he'd be very...
Articulate, and he'll do what we say.
That's right.
And he keeps his mouth shut. Anyway.
George might do it if you asked... George is enough of a loyalist. I think if you asked him, he would do it.
Well, all in all, you know, I really think this crap about... President not helping the Republicans get elected and so forth is more an in-house thing than it is something that stirs the country up a hell of a lot.
Much more.
What do you think? I don't know. Is the country... John Connolly thinks that. He says, oh, Christ. He says, He says if I'd campaigned more for him, I wouldn't have won by as much, and we would have lost more.
That's correct.
You remember the thing we were talking about yesterday?
Well, Conley's thesis is absolutely correct.
But the point is that all this bitching around, it'll pose problems in dealing with the Congress.
Yep.
But on the other hand, there are going to be problems anyway, curiously enough. It doesn't make a difference how much you help them. Very few of them are loyalists.
Well, you remember Weicker?
They consult their interests, don't they?
Of course. That's exactly what they do. Remember, we put all that money into Weicker in 1970, and Christ, he votes against us half the time.
Sure.
And, these fellows are, from being there.
Not only put our money in, but I went up there.
Sure.
And I went in, incidentally, for Matthias, as I recall.
Jesus.
Years ago.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I knew you did. As a matter of fact,
helped to get him to run.
Yeah.
Talked to people to get his opponents out. 66 it was. I know.
66.
No, 66, 68.
68, he was running for the Senate. Yeah.
68, that's right. But I worked on the damn thing.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, the guy that's going to, he'd better watch out for is Agnew, though. Agnew is really going to go after him one day.
Well, Matthias is one of those that deserves it, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Difficult, Bert. But the answer to the question, Mr. President, is twofold. One, this isn't any issue in the country at all. This is a party question. You put the right party chairman in, and his first job, of course, is to let everybody in the party know that it's the hope of the Republican Party is Nixon, and stop the goddamn grumbling. I mean, the right chairman can give them the right kind of pepping up immediately. That's what they need right now. That's all they need. As far as dealing with the Congress goes, sure, there are going to be a hell of a lot of problems. There always are, but these guys, we didn't. If we had, if we'd lost some people that were well respected inside the club, I think we might have had some problems. But we didn't lose.
Club except Allitt.
Yeah, not. That's to a degree. That's right. Jack Miller was certainly no loss. Boggs was.
Gale Boggs is sort of in the club, wasn't he?
He was a little bit in the club. Yeah.
But they really can't figure that we didn't do everything we could for Kale. For Christ's sakes, if I had gone to Delaware, I don't think it'd have changed it one iota. He just had a damn good young candidate running against him.
That's exactly right.
And in Allitt's case, I think if people that know Gordon well, I mean, this idea of Dominic that Allitt made some tough votes for the president, for Christ's sakes, if he was all that much for the president, why didn't he run as well as the president?
Well, he would have run at 63% as we did. That's right.
Huh?
That's right. Well, that isn't... that argument won't... But the basic point is that it is not a public issue, and it isn't one that... It hasn't taken any of the luster off the landslide. You still... you still hear great enthusiasm towards the tremendous election victory, and there's a damn good feeling in the country. You know, everything seems to be coming together. The market's going up. The economy looks good. They revised the gross national product figures again, which is what I expected they would do.
All right.
Upward. After the election, those bastards. They wouldn't do it ahead. And, you know, there's a good feeling, a good mood. I think the little bit of grumbling that we're going to get in the Congress, they'll grumble over something.
Incidentally, I spoke to Haldeman and Ehrlichman, and I said, Webster's the man, if we can get him through.
Boy, he'd be superb.
Now, do you think we can confirm him?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Good.
He's cum laude, Harvard Law School. He wouldn't get much help from Dean Griswold. He thinks Griswold was a left winger.
Good.
He's been fighting him on Harvard Law School. He lectures on tax law. He's
good.
Writes on it. No.
Now, the other thing, are you sure he will program Chuck, or will he get in there? And,
Webster?
Yes.
Absolutely. I'd bet my life on that one.
All right.
I'd stake
right.
my life on
and
that
And you're responsible for him now.
Yes, sir.
I understand.
Stake my life.
I don't want him to get in there and act like Walters did.
Oh.
They made Mitchell put Walters in.
Well, Webster's the fellow that for 4 years has been coming in here telling me, what Christ are you guys doing? You should be using that place the way it ought to be used to clean out the goddamn enemy.
Right.
And, no. It's every instinct he's just...
Right.
He's absolutely perfect.
Right. Good.
We're right down the line with this. No, I would...
We're going in. We'll discuss that tonight, but we'll fold that one in. We're get a few of these things chalked up.
Well, I tell you, we're getting in the right places like that.
Incidentally, I think you should know we got Richardson lined up. Now, this ploy is going to be... Forget you've heard it, but Richardson's going to defense.
Great.
And Clements will be the undersecretary, who is the great man from Texas, you know, that's strong, which will be a hell of a team there. there.
That's a good balance.
And then Weinberger is going to go to HEW,
right,
where he'll cut the shit out of it.
Oh, Jesus.
And then and put Roy Ash in Weinberger's place. Now, that's the that triple play, I think, is a beauty, don't you?
Yes, I do, Mr. President. I do. I think it's...
Some people think Richardson's a dove, but...
But not when you balance him with Clements.
Yeah.
I don't believe Elliott is a dove. I think Elliott...
No. He'll do what he's told, anyway.
Yeah, Elliott is a guy who will do what he's told. He just has to be told.
And he's... We went over it well. We'll see you tonight.
I'll be about the figures, Mr. President. Thank you, sir.